This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko here with a business news update coming to you from Italy. How do you get stuff done? One of my students had a 45% increase on his month last month. And because he's in Silver Circle, my observation is this. He has a routine and he has habits. So when we actually talk about new things each week, he's able to put it into his workflow and get it done. The same way that these videos happen, because it's in my routine and it's a habit. So create a success habit that makes it really easy for you, and that way you don't need to use up a lot of willpower. It's just automatic. I went to an event recently and I watched some speakers present, and their material was okay, but the thing that was most interesting is when the question and answer section came, that's when the stories came out. I can't help but think that if they put the stories into their presentation, then the presentation would have been far more dynamic and compelling. So remember to use storytelling in your business. Put it on your website. Use it in videos. And if you ever present to a group of people, which is a really powerful way to get your message across, put the stories into the presentation and don't wait for the question and answer section. Be mindful of the words we tell ourselves. Each week on coaching calls, I hear people say things like, "Oh, I can't do that," or "I'm not good at that." That's words coming out of your mouth and into your ears, and you're telling yourself that you can't do that. It's really important to catch yourself in that process and reword. Phrase things in a better way, like, "I'm still learning this," or "I've yet to be an expert at this, but I'm sure I can be soon." Okay, so just think about things in a more positive and proactive way. I'm pretty certain that the way that we say things dictates the results we get. Our language patterns are super important. Here's a nice, easy sales copy technique that you can use in your messaging. Talk about who your product is for and who your product is not for. Okay, that will help you qualify the people that you're dealing with. It'll get rid of time wasters, people who aren't going to put in energy or are unlikely to see success with your programs or your services. And it will attract and compel the people who are just right for it, because they'll recognize it, they'll resonate with your message. It's a really easy thing to add. Who is this for? Who is this not for? When you want to sell something, use the law of contrast. Put the high price and then mention the ultimate price, if you're going to do price stacking or price differentiation. You want to build up your solution to seem very, very expensive and then get to the real price. This works really well in presentations, sales copy, and in any pre-sales literature. The prospect really should feel as though your service is perfect, and they're even prepared to pay the high price, and they'll be delighted when they find out that it's even not that high. My final tip this week is, what result do you want? This is a good question to ask yourself when you're trying to figure out things. Ask yourself, what result do I want to get here? What are the steps that I need to do to get this? And when do I need to complete them by? Once you know that, you're going to get results. I'm James Schranko. This is superfastbusiness.com. I'll catch you next week.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.